I'm going to be a cop for a day.
You're going to be a cop for a day?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I just am going to be a cop for a day.
So what are you going to do?
We're going to go to lots of places.
Okay, are you going to arrest anyone?
No.
You're not?
Just one of the nurses.
Just one of the nurses? This is your brother Adam, is it?
Yeah.
Adam, what are you going to do today?
He's going to be a cop for a day as well.
What do guards do?
Under arrest people.
They give people tickets.
Tickets? Yeah. What do they give them tickets for?
I don't know. Because they drive so fast.
And do you want to be a guard when you grow up?
Yeah.
Why?
I just do.
You know you're gonna see guard dogs as well.
I know.
Oh, they go with the cops sometimes.
A motorbike.
You'd like a motorbike?
Yeah.
Why would you like the motorbike?
I just was.
And would you give loads of people tickets?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
What would you give them tickets for?
I don't know, for driving so fast.
For driving so fast?
Yeah.
Going on the boat. We're going to the fire station.
Emma.
And what age are you, Emma?
7. We're going to be doing fun stuff and we're going to go to a park and we're going to see animals.
What do guards do?
They stop criminals.
And are you going to arrest anyone today?
Maybe.
And what did you get? What did you get now to become a guard?
I got a hat and a shirt.
And do you want to be a guard when you grow up?
No.
No? Why not?
I don't really want to be it because I can't really run that far.
What do you want to be when you grow up, so?
Fashion designer.
Right, a fashion designer. And would you change the guards' uniforms if you could?
Yeah.
What would you make them? I'll
make them blue with red stripes.
Alex.
Leah.
Luke.
Okay, what are you doing today, guys?
Going as guards.
What do guards do?
Arrest people.
They drive in cars. Locally at people.
Do you want to be a guard?
No.
You don't want to be a guard?
No.
But after today, you might want to be a guard. What do guards do, Leah?
Arrest people.
Who would you like to arrest now if you could arrest someone?
Lukey.
Mom. What are you most looking forward to?
Driving the car.
You're going to be driving?
You're not driving the car.
What are you most looking forward to seeing?
Lunch. I like the dog and the horses.
If you were to become a guard, what's the first thing you'd do?
Try to arrest my brother.
And I love him.
She loves me.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's outside?
Rain.
Rain? And what else is outside?
The horses.
Guard vans and stuff.
There's two horses.
And there's a lot of other things later that I'm looking forward to. We're going to go see the army and the fire station and the guard station and we're going to go on a boat.
What do guards do, Rachel?
Well, they contact people if something's happening or they'll arrest people.
And would you like to be a guard when you grow up?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because it might just be too hard.
Hi, Sinead Favier, Clinical Nurse Manager in Paediatrics.
Sinead, what's happening today?
Anglesey Street Garda Station, in particular Finbarra O'Sullivan, the Chief Inspector, and Patrick Harrington, part of the guards down there, came to me and to our CAO, Sandra Daly, regarding maybe putting a day together for sick children on the ward or frequent flyers. So over the past couple of weeks, between over and back, we have a full day itinerary involving the Garda Station, the dogs, the sniffer dogs, down to Anglesey Street then regarding fingerprinting, cells, the communications, the radios. We have the Garda horse here. We're also going to the fire station. We're going to the barracks, Collins Barracks, and we're going to the port of Cork, and we're getting a boat trip around. So, and then we're ending up at McDonald's. As one of the children said today, I'm going to McDonald's with the guards. That is, she goes all week, she's going to McDonald's with the guard, and she can't wait to see the horses, and she can't wait to see the dogs, and also she's getting her fingerprints done, and she's going to get to see the inside of a cell, and going to see how the radios work, and getting it going to guard a car. So they're all excited. I mean, this is going on for the past couple of weeks, and in Finbarra O'Sullivan and Patrick Harrington have an amount of work put in fairness to them.
And how important is a day like today for children?
Oh, it's a day of fun and games. It's a day for the parents as well. It's a break from them. It's a break from routine. It's a break from when the coming to hospital today, they weren't coming in to get bloods done, they weren't coming in for procedures, they were coming in for a fun day. They've all got Garda t-shirts, they've all got Garda hats, they've all got, we'll get a Garda ID badge with their name on it and a Garda badge at the back of it. They'll all have their fingerprints taken. So this is a fun, normal day associated with the Mercy Hospital rather than a jail that are coming in normally. So no, it's very, very important, very, very important. And it's important for the parents as well, so it is.
And are you hoping to do kind of more like initiatives like this in the future?
Yes, hopefully. It's just there's a lot of work and planning that goes into this over and back. So yeah, definitely. Hopefully this will be the first of many to come. And everybody's been brilliant from the Mercy and from Anglesey Street. Everybody's been brilliant because the amount of planning that has to go into it. So rock on.